Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio to celebrate a very special day. And what do we do on special days at Spirit in the Morning? We ring the bell. Dave Parker, welcome to the program. Today is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Gary. Good morning, everyone.
Today we celebrate the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. We recognize that our Blessed Mother Mary was conceived without the stain of original sin. Why was that? Because she was chosen for an incredible role. She was chosen to become the mother of the Savior, so therefore she was preserved from original sin. We're going to focus on the Blessed Mother throughout the program today. I want to point out that we are pre-recording this show. At the moment, I am en route to Des Moines, Iowa to keynote the 10th anniversary. I better learn how to speak before this.
Easy for you to say, Gary. Come on.
The keynote speaker for the 10th anniversary banquet for Iowa Catholic Radio. So I'm headed out to Iowa at the moment. So that's why we pre-recorded this program. We got all kinds of special music for you today. Some special scripture verses. Plus the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Why don't we kick it off with prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son, grant, we pray, that as you preserved her from every stain by virtue of the death of your Son, which you foresaw, so through her intercession we too may be cleansed and admitted to your presence through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm so pleased to be able to talk about the Blessed Mother. She means a lot to me. Mary is, it's funny, I went through most of my life not having a good relationship with the Blessed Mother, but I realized that something was missing. I don't know about, now Dave, you're a convert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cradle Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I struggled. I didn't really have a problem with Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't see the point
yes.
of having a relationship with her. But
mm-hmm.
I learned that I was wrong, because so many people, so many great saints, will talk about how they love the Blessed Mother and that how she could bring us closer to Jesus. So
exactly.
ultimately,
excuse me,
I got close to the Blessed Mother, got to know her better, ended up writing a book about her, Listen to Your Blessed Mother.
Mm-hmm.
What was your story as a convert? Did you struggle with the Blessed Mother?
I wouldn't say it was a struggle, mm-hmm. but growing up as a Lutheran, we were definitely aware of Mary,
mm-hmm.
but we did not venerate Mary as much as, you know, the Catholic Church did. And as I went through my conversion process and studies with my spiritual director, Father Zeitler, I came to know intellectually of her worth and of her true role, I've been growing ever since. And at first it was like kind of like you said, Gare. I knew she was there,
right?
But as a Lutheran, we did not venerate her as we do now in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting when you say that, and I'm going to have to dig out this blog post. I wrote a blog post about this a while ago. I think I'm going to link to it on spiritinthemorning.com. Martin Luther actually loved the Blessed Mother.
And, yes, he did.
And surprisingly, I know the Lutheran Church does not venerate Mary, mm-hmm. but yet Martin Luther had some incredible quotes about the Blessed
mm-hmm.
Mother.
Mm-hmm.
When you read these, you think, wow.
Exactly.
What changed? What, you know, why, what went wrong?
Yeah. Remember in the previous episode or show, we mentioned the Cabrini retreat. Well, the priest, Father Sullivan, and I got into a conversation on Sunday after mm-hmm. one of the masses, and he said, oh, well, Martin Luther was an Augustinian.
That's right.
And I, wow, that's right, Father, I said. And so it kind of ensued. We had a nice conversation. But Martin Luther was a good priest, Augustinian priest and devout Catholic, but he took exception with some
yeah.
of the stuff that was going on at the time, and he did what he did. Which, I mean, the 95 theses that he hung on the, you know, the church door at Worms, but he has always loved the Blessed Mother.
Yeah, yeah, which is a point that often gets forgotten. So mm-hmm. I will try to post that because it's amazing to read some of his comments about the Blessed Mother. But the beautiful thing about Mary is she will draw us closer to Jesus. And during this Advent season, it's great to take some time. And number one, to thank her for saying yes. We'll look at some of the scripture passages that really talk about Mary in the Bible today. But to thank her for saying yes. She had free will. She didn't have to say yes to God's request to be the mother of the Savior. But she said yes voluntarily. As a result, we got a Savior. So that's a really good thing. So we owe her a great deal of thanks. Today would be a great day to do that. And it's also important as we go throughout Advent, we're focused on growing closer to Christ. This is a great day to allow Mary to bring us closer to Jesus, which is her main role. She wants to bring you closer to Jesus today, and if you let her do that, she will do so. Why don't we look at the gospel, which is a special gospel for today's Mass, from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of a greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. There are so many things taking place in this gospel. I want to discuss it throughout the hour. I don't want to rush this, but Dave, this was a powerful gospel.
Oh, most certainly.
So many points that I can embellish, and I really want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I do want to remind you that if you're interested in finding out more about Mary through Sacred Scripture, I would really recommend my book, Mary's, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture. This book grew out of my own search to try to find out more about the Blessed Mother, and I found that when you ponder verses like this, you're going to learn a lot about the Blessed Mother. You can find more out about the book at my website, followingthetruth.com. But in the meantime, hang with us for the rest of the hour. We will talk more about that gospel. Right now, we're going to cut to our first break. We'll do Saint of the Day, followed by a song that I'm sure you all know. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 8th. Today we celebrate the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. A feast called the Conception of Mary arose in the Eastern Church in the 7th century, coming to the West 100 years later. In the 11th century it received its present name, though it took longer for the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception to develop. Not proclaimed infallibly until 1854, this teaching says that Mary was sinless at her conception and remained so throughout her life. Quote, "By a singular grace and privilege granted by Almighty God in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race," end quote. Champions of Mary such as Bernard of Clairvaux and Thomas Aquinas could not see theological justification for such a teaching. Franciscan scholar John Duns Scotus and William of Ware helped develop the theology by pointing out that Mary's Immaculate Conception enhances Jesus' redemptive work. The Spirit led non-theologians in the Church to the insight that Mary had to be the most perfect work of God next to the Incarnation. The incomparable holiness of Mary shows forth the incomparable goodness of God.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
And that was Immaculate Mary from the Daughters of St. Paul. Great song, isn't it? They do a nice job with that.
Beautiful.
I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. You are listening to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. And what we're doing throughout the hour is looking at the Blessed Mother. We're looking at some words in Scripture. We're looking at different songs to help us to get closer to Mary. Why? So she could draw us closer to Jesus. And incidentally, what I want to do now is continue on with this gospel. The gospel reading from today's Mass is all about that encounter. The angel Gabriel appeared to the Blessed Mother and gave her this special role. He presented this role. She was chosen to be the vessel to deliver the Savior to us. Imagine what it was like when the angel appeared to Mary. And by the way, we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. So if we look at this gospel, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Now, Dave Parker, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Galilee, and in particular, Nazareth, was known as a nothing village. This was not a very special place.
I think I had heard that.
Right?
Yes.
It's not exactly what one would expect for and this announcement. I think the people, many people missed the point. Because Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, they were waiting, even the ones who knew the Scriptures, were waiting for the Savior to come from Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where he was born.
Exactly.
But they missed the point. So many people missed the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can all become a little short-sighted and lose sight of the fact that, well, no, the Scriptures say this. But in reality, the Scriptures were fulfilled. Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Yes.
But he technically lived in Galilee.
Yes.
And this is a reminder. The reason I like this passage is because it reminds us that God meets us where we are. And even though Galilee was an insignificant village, there was a very special person who was there.
Oh, absolutely.
And Mary had been chosen from all time to become the mother of the Savior.
Mm-hmm. What inauspicious beginnings.
Yeah.
Seemingly.
And when you think about it, the fact that Jesus came to earth as a baby,
mm-hmm.
not what we would expect for the Messiah, the King of the universe. Like if I had to choose, he would come in a much different way.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Most of us would have. And that's
right.
the authorities of the day, especially the church leaders, if you will,
mm-hmm.
the religious leaders, they expected the Messiah to come in like a blaze of glory.
Right, right. But he didn't. He chose to come humbly in the form of an infant, an mm-hmm. innocent child.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a reminder for all of us to look for signs of the Lord working in our lives today, because we can easily miss him. Things are going to happen today. We're starting to get a little revved up about the Christmas season, right, Dave? We got
right.
the shopping we have to do. We have parties. We have things.
Absolutely.
We could miss Jesus.
Easily.
Easily, right?
Easily, yeah. That's the theme that we embarked on at the beginning of
right.
Advent, right,
right.
Gare?
Yeah, and it's something I'm working with in my own life, because even today, as I'm traveling, this is a busy week for me, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life.
Absolutely.
But we have to take that time, make that time for the Lord. And when you do, he will help you. And today would be a good day to turn to the Blessed Mother and say, Blessed Mother, help me. Even if you don't feel you know Mary, today might be that day to get to know her, to say, Mary, teach me about Jesus. I want to get to know Jesus better.
Mm-hmm. Make this the day.
And Father Don Calloway, who speaks a lot about the Blessed Mother, I asked him once, I said, and he's very well known, he goes around the world speaking about the Blessed Mother. I said, what would you say to somebody who said, I don't know the Blessed Mother, I want to get to know her? He said, talk to her. She's a real person.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that. She's real.
Exactly. She's your mom.
Yep.
And your heavenly mom.
Amen to that. And we're going to hear more about that in the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. If you're struggling to get to know Mary, go to her. Ask her. Say, Mom, I want to get to know you better. I call her Mom when I pray to her.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, go to Jesus, too.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Jesus, teach me about your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get her. I don't understand Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord will help you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. He'll clear the path in your mind and your soul.
Exactly. So as we continue on with this gospel, we see the stage being set. Mary is in Galilee, a village in Nazareth. The angel Gabriel appeared to her, and he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Now, Dave, if you heard these words, would you be upset about that? Would you be troubled? Hail, full of grace, Dave Parker, the Lord is with you.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I would say, well, that's pretty good. The angel's saying, I'm full of grace. See, you and I think differently.
Well,
you're
yeah, but
more
I think,
humble.
Why? Me? You know, you're coming to me with this? You know?
Right. And, well, Mary was greatly troubled, Scripture tells us, at what was said. And she pondered what sort of a greeting this might be.
Mm-hmm.
Ponder. That's
mm-hmm.
Isn't that important? We can learn a lot from her.
Absolutely. I mean, when we ponder, we contemplate, we think.
Exactly.
Like, why is this the way it is?
Right. And that's what she's doing. And we can learn from her throughout this Advent season to ponder the fact that Jesus wants to be so close to us that he becomes human, that he loves me so much that he wants to share in my suffering. He didn't have to do this. He did this because he loves me. And the Blessed Mother was already pondering. She's troubled by this greeting. Now, the angel's going to tell her many more things, most of which, Dave, would trouble me.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not troubled anymore. Let's go through this. This is really amazing, because this shows you the kind of faith that Mary had. She was greatly troubled at this greeting, and she pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And then the angel said to her, I love this message,
mm-hmm.
Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. When I go out and I speak about overcoming anxiety, and I talk to people around the country, always I have this message, do not be afraid to be afraid. Being afraid is okay. It's an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feeling.
Yes,
the very
is.
First words, the first message, the very first time we see Mary, I should say, she's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Because the angel is saying, do not be afraid, Mary. It's not a sin to be afraid.
Absolutely not.
It's okay to be afraid.
It's very human.
So Mary is told by the angel, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And then he goes on to say some of the things that would maybe make me feel a little uncomfortable. He says this, Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. So he's starting to reveal this plan to her. You will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. All right, now here comes the nitty-gritty. And Mary is someone, and we know this because we look at her words when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth in that prayer called the Magnificat. When we look at that, we see a lot of those words come from the Hebrew Scriptures, what we know as the Old Testament. So obviously Mary knew Scripture.
I was just going to say that.
Right? So when the angel's starting to reveal this, she's getting what he's saying.
She's getting, and almost to the point probably of being overwhelmed.
But he's saying he will be great and will be called, her son will be called great, the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. He's the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Mary is being told that she's been asked to be the mother of the Messiah. Mm-hmm. This is a big mission.
It is a big deal.
Here's where I would start to panic.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does Mary react? Well, here's what we're going to do. Hold that thought. We're going to take another break. I want to play a song. On the other side, we'll explore this a little bit more. Right now, the time on Spirit in the Morning, 21 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
I'm your mother. You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Off-duty police officer Christian Campoverde was Christmas shopping at New York's Queen Center Mall with his wife and children when a man dashed past them mumbling something about taking his life. At his family's urging, Officer Campoverde sprang into action. The man had his leg over the third-floor balcony railing and was ready to jump when the officer caught up to him. He remembered his team training on crisis intervention and said, "My name is Chris. I don't know what you're going through, but I know it must be pretty bad. But trust me, it's not worth it. Is it okay if I give you a hug?" Campoverde told the New York Post that he then embraced the man, who promptly burst into tears. It was a life-saving Christmas shopping trip, made all the better by a touch of compassion. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
And welcome back to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. We heard a couple of songs. I just want to talk a little bit about that because today's a special day. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. So we're hitting you with a few more songs than we normally do because we've got some great songs that really help us to better appreciate the Blessed Mother. The first one we heard was I'm Your Mother. The name of that group was Tranquil Sun. And actually, the lead singer, the woman who sings lead, her name is Angie Suarez. She is the sister of Marty Rotella, who performed that song live on the program. Dave, remember when Marty came in and did that song live?
Yes, absolutely. And you accompanied him.
That's right.
On acoustic guitar for the first time in a long time.
But it will not be the last, by the way. I've been practicing.
That's a good thing, Gary. You're very good.
Thank you. You're kind. But that
just
song.
Pay me another $5.
I will. Your rates are reasonable. I appreciate that. But that was by Angie Suarez. That's Marty Rotella's sister. And after that, we heard Hail Mary, Gentle Woman by Donna Corey Gibson. So he got a little bit of a feel, different approach to all focused on the Blessed Mother, which we want to do today. We want to focus on her and just what a great mother she is. And throughout the hour, we've been looking at the gospel. I want to continue that now, the gospel for today's Mass. I do want to point out that it's 33 minutes past 7 o'clock right now, and I am Gary Zimak. We are pre-recording the program today because I am actually, now this is going to be weird, Dave, but I'm actually now on my way to Des Moines, Iowa. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm in the studio pre-recording, I'm on my way to Des Moines, Iowa, where I'll
Middle
be speaking
of the country.
Tonight. That's right.
Corn country.
That's right. It's chilly out there.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it is chilly.
It is December.
That's right. So anyway,
we're
pre-recording the program to make sure that you get a show for today. We will be back on the air tomorrow with a live show, even though I'll be doing it remotely from Des Moines. Tomorrow's guest will be Father Jeffrey Kirby, and he will be speaking about a Bible study that he's done on the Gospel of Luke. That's where we go today to look at this gospel. And in fact, tradition has it that Luke knew the Blessed Mother. That's why we get so many intimate details about the Annunciation. Mm-hmm. How do we know what really went on between Mary and the angel? Well, Luke's the one who tells us this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, logically, it probably had to come from Mary. So she was telling him these details.
Yes.
Right? So that's always been the tradition.
They had a good relationship, friendship.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing that he did know the Blessed Mother because we get so many of these details. And we're continuing to look at this gospel today. Gabriel is revealing to the Blessed Mother that, okay, you're going to have a child, which is no biggie. You know, she was due to get married. She was betrothed to Joseph, which is more than an engagement. A betrothal is almost, they've entered into the formal marriage agreement, except they're not living together. Mm-hmm. And back in the times of the Blessed Mother and Jesus, this betrothal, this would have required a divorce in order to break it off. So it's even more powerful than an engagement as we would know it today. Mm-hmm. So she was betrothed to Joseph, and Gabriel said to her, here you go, you're going to have a son. Oh, and by the way, he's going to be the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes, really.
Try to imagine, put yourself in Mary's shoes for a minute and think how you would have reacted to that. I know how I would have reacted, but Mary reacted in a different way. After the angel said this to her, Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I have no relations with a man? Now, let's talk about this for a minute because there's sometimes we hear people look at that verse and say, well, she's doubting. She's doubting, how can this be? This is impossible. But in reality, let's think about this for a minute. Mary was due to get married. what was so unusual about knowing that she would have a son? I mean, of course, it was the Son of God. It's a special case. It's the Messiah. But she would expect to become pregnant. That's what women did at the time, and have a child. Now, according to St. Augustine, St. Gregory of Nyssa, St. John Paul II, Bishop Sheen, so many of these great theologians throughout the years have speculated that Mary had taken a vow of virginity, even though she was due to get married, somewhat unusual, but it wasn't unheard of. She thought that God wanted her to do this. So she was, in effect, becoming a consecrated virgin, even though she was married, or she was due to get married. And when you think about it, when you put it into context and you look at her response, this would be a logical question for her to ask the angel. Well, wait a minute, I didn't think I was supposed to have a child. And she wasn't doubting, but she was just confused. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mary was human, and we
Absolutely.
Forget that. She wasn't divine. She thought that that's the way God wanted her to serve him, by remaining a virgin. So she was asking this question, how can it be? And we need to explore this a little bit more in order for this to make sense, in order for you to see that Mary was not doubting that what God said was possible. If we continue on and look at this, we can learn a lot by looking at the angel's answer. After Mary said, how can this be since I have no relations with a man? The angel said to her in reply, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. So essentially what the angel is doing is answering her question. Mary's saying, how can this be? Mm-hmm. Well, here's how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny, Dave? Her idea of becoming a virgin and remaining a virgin, even though she was getting married, she was right. Mm-hmm. That is what God wanted her to do. But also he was about to grant her mm-hmm. a child.
Yep. Yes.
So she remained a virgin, even though she would bear a child, and that would be Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But so very unique.
Very unique.
The most unique set of circumstances.
Right. And again, sometimes you will hear people say, and unfortunately, oftentimes, the Blessed Mother, there were people who try to downplay her role and say, look, she was doubting. She was asking, well, Mary was asking a question based on her idea, based on her thought that she was called to remain a virgin. She was saying to the angel, how can this be? Well, the angel told her how it could be. It would happen because of the Holy Spirit. She conceived by the Holy Spirit. And to further understand is if we look at the Gospel of Luke and we back up a couple of verses, we see Zechariah, the husband of Elizabeth, he had an encounter with the angel Gabriel as well. And he asked the angel, when the angel told Zechariah that his wife in her old age would bear a child, Zechariah said, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years. Sounds like the same question, doesn't it, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
on the surface,
yeah,
it sounds
surface.
Like the same question. Mm-hmm. But if we look at what happened when Zechariah said that, see, just because he said that, you don't know what it was in his mind. But the angel's response gives us a really important clue. The angel answered Zechariah, and this is in Luke chapter 1, verse 19. I am Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things come to pass. Why? Because you did not believe my words. So the angel is really telling us, same angel, Gabriel, that Zechariah doubted.
Yes.
He didn't say that to Mary when she asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
So we can read between the lines there and see what the angel's doing. He's saying, okay, you asked a simple question. Actually, it's not that simple of a question. It's a pretty complex question. Okay, so wait a minute, Mr. Angel. I'm supposed to remain a virgin, and you're telling me I'll have a child. How can this be?
Yes.
Give me the details.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
People, yeah. Very logical, very reasonable, and she was right to question.
She wasn't doubting, but she was saying, okay, I'm in, but give
you know. I want more detail.
Right.
Yeah. And how's this going to work?
And then here's what I find amazing about, and this really tells us a lot about the Blessed Mother, Dave, at this point, mm-hmm. okay? I'm getting married to Joseph. I mean, I just put myself into Mary's position. I'm busy. I'm saying my prayers. I'm in Galilee, just going mm-hmm. through my day, right? Uh-huh. You talk about a disruption. The angel appears to her and says, "Oh, Mary, you've been chosen to become the mother of the Savior. Even though you didn't think you were going to have children, mm-hmm. you're going to have a child. He's going to be the Messiah. And, oh, by the way, you're going to become pregnant by the Holy Spirit." Mm-hmm. Now, go and explain that to Joseph and your family. And
yes.
What? I mean, when you think about that, can you put yourself in Mary's place?
I think
would
I
you
can.
Maybe
I...
have another question or two? Like, wait a minute, let's slow
two.
Down. Yeah, exactly.
At least two.
I would say, Angel, hang in there for a minute. Let me think about this for a little, and let me get back to you. Mm-hmm. Mary's response tells us a lot about her. Right after that, when Gabriel got finished explaining this whole scenario to Mary, she said this, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." No more questions, Dave.
No more questions. Complete surrender.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful quality that is. Mm-hmm. This is the faith that Mary had. And I know my faith is lacking. My faith is lacking. I need a lot of help to even get close to, I'm not even close to this level. To
so
even,
do I.
But it's hard to imagine just the kind of faith that Mary had to take these words from the angel and say, okay, that's fine. I don't need to know anymore. You answered my one question. Mm-hmm. How can this be? Well, he came up with this convoluted approach. Oh, it's going to happen by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny, Dave? Oftentimes we doubt God, how he works in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we think, well, wait a minute. No, you see, if I'm going to do this, then what about this, and the other thing? Mm-hmm. Look at what happened with Joseph. An angel appeared to Joseph and explained the details to him. Mm-hmm. So it all worked out.
It all worked out.
But if I was Mary, I'd say, no, let me talk to Joseph. Let's make sure he's okay with this. Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize strongly enough the kind of faith that she had.
Oh, yes.
And you know, the very last line of this gospel, this will make you understand a little bit more about what Mary was going through. Very last line of this gospel, then the angel departed from her. Okay, here you go, Mary. By the way, I'm leaving now. Good luck.
I'm out of here.
But this is what Mary dealt with. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She knows what it's like mm-hmm. to walk in the darkness, if you will.
Absolutely.
But when we walk by faith, we really don't walk by darkness.
True.
Because she trusted. She didn't know the details. Yes. That's so difficult.
It is. In our walk, everybody has a walk in life, and mm-hmm. Some are further down the path, but it comes with trust. Trusting in the Lord that what he said and what Mary said, well, it is. It's trust.
It is trust.
And we just have to surrender. And because of our minds, how we think logically and stuff, and sometimes that doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You know, but that's we have to abandon that. Put all that in abeyance and say, I truly want to trust the Lord. And I am. And it's a decision.
Mm-hmm. It is, but it's okay to ask questions, and that's what we learned from Mary. She asked a question. Mm-hmm. But yet, sometimes, and I find this to be the case in my life, the Lord gives you what you need to know at that moment. Mm-hmm. I want more, though. I want to know the next mm-hmm. 6 months. All right, Lord, let's plan out the next 6 months,
yes.
the next year.
A lot of us are like that.
That's my nature.
Yes.
But it's difficult for us to just say, okay, I'm mm-hmm. going to trust you, Lord.
Yes, it can be very difficult.
And there's another message that Gabriel states here, and I highlight this in my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother. He stated this when he talks about Elizabeth, and Mary hadn't known about Elizabeth conceiving John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. She's now 6 months pregnant. She's mm-hmm. elderly. That wasn't supposed to happen either.
I know.
But obviously Zechariah had a problem with that. Yeah. So the angel revealed this to Mary, and he said these words, "With God, nothing will be impossible." Mm-hmm. Now, in my book, this is my take on this, Dave. Since the Bible is the inspired word of God, that every mm-hmm. word in the Bible is directed to us, it's God's mm-hmm. word to us, I really believe that message was given to Mary more for people like you and me than it was for her. Because I don't think Mary had a problem believing that all things would be possible for God.
Absolutely.
But when I read that, I need to remember that.
And I often hearken back to that, to remember that. If I'm confronted with, you know, some difficult situations in my life, and I think most of us do, we forget that. But we have to go back and say, all things are possible with God.
That's right. That's right. And that's the type of
and
message.
Believe.
Yep. And that's the type of message you can't hear enough. Mm-hmm. You can hear that every day, several times a day. And we need that. Okay. What about this? Well, all things are possible. Okay. Now, what about this? I can't pay my bills this month. All things are possible. I can't recover from this illness. What will I do? I'll lose my house. All things are possible. That doesn't mean that every request we have will always be granted, but it means that all things are possible.
Yes.
And if it doesn't, if our request doesn't get answered in the way we like, we know that it's for our best. Because why? Because God loves us.
Yes. He does not want anything bad to happen to us.
Nope.
So he loves us so much.
And ultimately, he wants us to get to heaven. So in order for us to get to heaven, sometimes suffering and uncertainty is necessary. Spent a lot of time on this gospel today, but I really felt this was a powerful message. And we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Spend a little time, ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand what this message means for you and how the Blessed Mother can help you. She really wants to help you. She wants to help you to have the faith that she had. And if you're struggling with faith, as most of us are, ask Mary to help you to increase your faith. Right now, it is 7:47. I'm Gary Zimak with Dave Parker. You are listening to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning for this day, the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember, today is a holy day of obligation, so make it a point to go to Mass today. It is a holy day of obligation. Now, that doesn't mean if you're sick and you can't get out of the house that you have to go. I mean, that's understood. You go to Mass if you're able. If you're sick, if you're taking care of a sick relative, the Church understands that. But if you're able to, it is a holy day of obligation, meaning that we have to go to Mass today. So please make it a point to do that. We're going to play another song right now. This song is a little interesting. We've played this on a previous show. This is a very unique mixture of musical genres. We have Eric Clapton and Luciano Pavarotti with Holy Mother. We'll be right back.
Seen the stars fall from the sky. Holy Mother,
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Holy Mother by Luciano Pavarotti and Eric Clapton. Dave, that was amazing, wasn't it?
It was. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a fusion of two distinct styles.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't it great to hear a song about Mary by artists like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It shows that, the universality of her message.
Yeah.
And the people who venerate her and love her.
I know. Excited. I'm so excited to be able to play that. We played that on the show before, and we wanted to bring it to you again on this special edition of Spirit in the Morning. And we invite you to visit us on the web at spiritinthemorning.com. Or as I always tell you, let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Maybe you want to bring me out to your parish to speak. You might have comments about the show. You might have an article you'd like to share with me. You can do that by sending me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. All right, it's just about time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today, obviously, we are looking at the Blessed Mother. The verse comes from John chapter 19, verse 27. This takes place at Calvary when our Lord is dying on the cross. Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Jesus is dying on the cross. Can you imagine what a struggle it was to speak? He had something very important to say to all of us. Now, tradition holds that that disciple was John, St. John, one of the apostles. But if you notice in that verse, the disciple is not named. He is referred to the disciple elsewhere as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, that disciple is you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And our Lord is telling us, mm-hmm, behold your mother.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm giving you a spiritual mother. You alluded to this earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm. He's drawing our attention and our focus on that fact. Follow Mary. Do as she tells you.
And she'll lead you to Jesus. And if you're afraid today, remember when you were a young child? I know this was the case in my life. My mother led me around by the hand. And even if I was scared, I'd go to my mom and she'd make me feel better. The Blessed Mother wants to comfort you today. But there's something you have to do. Even though this gift was given to us 2,000 years ago on Calvary by Jesus Christ, as he was dying on the cross, we need to say yes. We need to accept Mary as our mother. Because if you notice, John, from that hour, he took the Blessed Mother into his home. He accepted the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question for us today is, are we ready to accept that gift? I think today would be a good day, Dave.
I think it would be a great day as well.
To say, Blessed Mother,
yeah,
right? I accept you into my life. Mom, help me. During this Advent season, I'm struggling. I'm distracted with so many things. Mm-hmm. I don't know Jesus as well as I should. Today, Mom, I turn my life over to you because I know you'll lead me to Jesus. As St. Louis de Montfort has said, any Marian devotion, any devotion to Mary that takes you away from Jesus, it's from the devil. St. Louis de Montfort was one of the greatest Marian saints of all time, and he understood that when you are devoted to the Blessed Mother, it's only so that she can bring you to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find yourself moving away from the Blessed Mother, from Jesus, because of your devotion to the Blessed Mother, then it's not an authentic Marian devotion.
Good point, Gary.
That's a hard point for many people
to grasp,
Dave.
It is.
Mary doesn't want to take us away from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
She's not somebody who's seeking attention. She's humble. That's why she was uncomfortable when the angel first appeared to her.
Mm-hmm.
But Mary wants to bring us to Jesus. So today, if you haven't done it, it's very simple for you to do this. Say, Blessed Mother, today I accept the gift of you as my Heavenly Mother. That gift given to me by Jesus, I accept you today. And you'll see great things happen in your life. One day I'll tell you the story. We don't have time today, but the Blessed Mother is very much responsible for the fact that I am now in full-time ministry. I would have never done this without her. Once you let Mary take you by the hand, great things are going to happen.
Amen, brother.
And you know, we're winding to a close, Dave. I want to thank you for doing this special pre-recorded version of the program with
me. Thank you, Gary. Yes, it's been an honor, and what a blessing.
And remember, we will be back on the air tomorrow. Father Jeff Kirby will join us. If you have any questions about the show or any comments, send me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Also remember to visit us on the web at spiritinthemorning.com. And until we meet again, may God bless you, and may he keep you.